Chapter 3, Stumped. Me and Herb walked into room 1 for the bus. He waved to Mr. Scary. Then I waved too. I am not even scared of that teacher, hardly. I said to just myself. We kept on walking to our seats. May was already sitting at her desk. She was organizing her pencil box. Lenny was at his desk too. Only wait till you hear this. I didn't even recognize that guy almost because Lenny had a thrilling new haircut. That's why it was pointish and thickish and stiffish and straightish. That hair can puncture you, I think. Whoa, I said. Cool, said Herb. Gel, said you, said Lenny, said May. Just then, Joe's came hurrying down the row. He was rushing real fast because the bell was almost ready to ring. Hola, everyone, he said out of breath. Hola, hola. Me and Herb and Lenny looked curious at him. Joe's grinded. Whoops, he said. Hola, hola means hello in Spanish. I know 2 different languages. And something I forget. And sometimes I forget which one I'm speaking. Well, Jose. I said, you really speak 2 languages. Cool, said Herb. Big deal, said May. I know Spanish too. I can count all the way to 3 in Spanish. Does anybody want to hear me? Does anyone want to hear me? The rest of us looked at each other. Not really, said Herb. Not me, said Lenny. Me neither, said Joe. May didn't pay attention to us. Uno? Dos, uno, dos, tres, she said real loud. I learn near to her. I said. Then everyone laughed and laughed, but not May. Pretty soon the bell rang for school. Mr. Scary got our morning started. First, he took attendance of the children. Then we said, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Plus also we listened to boring bulletins from the office. Finally, Mr. Scary walked to the chalkboard and he printed a list of words. Boys and girls, he said, this morning I have a fun assignment for you. I have a fun assignment for you. He winked at us and pointed to the list. I want you to read these words to yourselves, he said. Then without talking to your neighbor close, choose any word from the list and draw a picture of it in your journal. May squealed very thrilled. Oh, goddy, goddy. Oh, goody, goody. She said, I love this kind of assignment. Mr. Scary, I am perfect at not talking to my neighbor. After that, she took her a pencil out of her box and she started to draw. I started at the words. Then I tapped on my chin and I scratched my head because I didn't actually get this assignment. That's why. I said. I glanced my eyes at Herb and Minnie and Joe's. All of them were drawing too. I looked back at the board again. Then I stretched my neck as far as it could go and I squinted my hardest. But those words had me stumped, I tell you. Finally, I reached out to her real secret and I tapped on his back. Psst, Herb, I whispered, quick question. Which word are you drawing? May did a loud gasp. She jumped up from her seat and pointed at me. Mr. Scary, Junie Jones is talking to her neighbor. See her? She's talking to her bit, and that is against the rules. I turned my head. Blobber lips, I yelled. Blobber lips, May. Mr. Scary looked back at us. His mustache was not smiling. I did a gulp. Then I quick opened my journal and I started to draw.